Scene 6 of The Soul's Awakening. A spirit region, similar to that of Scene 5. The lighting is warm and diversified, but not too bright. On the left are the sylphs. In front, Philea, Astrid, Luna. Capacius' soul, on the right, near the center of the stage. The vision shown me at the solar hour, in radiant grace and kindly gentleness, holds sway within my being even now, when other light of wisdom shines upon this spirit region in many colored hues. But from the vision comes still stronger force. It wants me to draw forth for future times what in an earlier life a soul has given me, the one who shows himself significantly now to my sphere in picture form. And yet no stream of feeling leads me on to this soul actively. Romanus's soul, a figure showing the upper part of the body down to the hips. He has mighty red wings, which extend around his head into a red aura, running into blue on its outer edge. It stands close to Capacius's soul. The souls of Bellicosus and Torquatus are nearby. Arouse within yourself the image of the Jew, who heard but hate and scorn on every side, yet truly served the mystic brotherhood of which you were a member once on earth. Capacius's soul. There now begin to dawn thought pictures, wanting to seize me with their overpowering strength. There rises Simon's image to my sight out of the surging sea of soul. Another soul is joining him, a penitent. Could I but keep him far from me? Felix Balder's soul appears. Romanus's soul. He can be active only at the sun sphere's cosmic hour. In solitude and shrouded in darkness must he wend his way alone, when Saturn shines upon this spirit land. Capacius's soul. Oh, how this penitent bewilders me! His rays of soul pierce burningly the sheaths of my own soul. Thus souls are active by beholding inmost depths of other souls. Felix Balder's soul, in a hollow, somewhat veiled voice. My worthy, keen, faithful you have always proved. Capacius's soul. Myself, my very words, from him, as echo sounding forth in spirit realms, this is the soul I am compelled to seek. He knows me well. Through him I'll find myself. Capacius's soul disappears. The other Philea appears from the left, with Theodora's soul. Behind her, Felicia Balder's soul. Romanus's soul. Two souls are drawing near the penitent. Ahead of them, the spirit whom, through love, the souls will always choose to be their guide. The first soul radiates a tender light that flows into the other, and she nears us, robed, too, as penitent. The vision shines in beauty's glow, which lives as wisdom here. Torquatus's soul, a figure visible only down to the chest, with blue aura, green wings. You see the afterglow of longing's light that I ray forth from my soul sheaths into your sphere, pledged by true spirit brotherhood. The powers of destiny assigned to me the task of stirring gentleness in you. Thus souls serve other souls in spirit. Out of itself your stern, unbending mind would never find the life gift of compassion. Bellicosus's soul, a figure like Torquatus's soul, but with blue-violet aura and blue-green wings. Make strong your power of spirit-hearing. There speaks the soul that radiates the light of mildness, and Saturn's glory draws from out these souls the shining glow of spirit blissfulness. Theodora's soul, an angelic figure, white with yellow wings and blue-yellow aura. O you, my true companion in the spirit, pour forth your soul sheath's loving power to him in gentle, radiant light, that it may soothe his solitude's consuming life for fire force. Direct to him rays of illumined thoughts from yonder shadow souls, that at this time are gathering forces in the spirit worlds to fill their sheaths of soul with glimmering life. Out of their glimmering creative glow, men's souls may draw new strength to quicken thus the sense of growth evolving in earth life. Felicia's soul, you spirit garbed as penitent, feel me. O sun-filled soul, receive the power of stars. Until your spirit sheath can struggle free from Lucifer's dominion, I shall guide you through your solitude and bring to you the forces which I now will gather up in cosmic journeying from star to star. Theodora. Earth thoughts long past arise in glimmering light on yonder shores of souls, a human image. I saw its earthly form. It follows here. What once I heard re-echoes here. Out of the Godhead rose the human soul. In death it can descend to depths of being. It will, in time, from death set free the spirit. During the last lines, Lucifer appears with the soul of Johannes. The other Philea. This living, sounding image carries hither the active force of noble brother love. You once in loyalty displayed on earth. I will transform it into your soul power. The glimmering light of yonder shadow beings receives the word that I direct to you. They will arouse in you in earth existence the thoughts on which they muse eternally. And you, the penitent in spirit realms, turn now your soul steps onward toward the stars, where nature spirits long to use your work to kindle fantasy in human souls, and thus create the wings they'll need on earth. Felicia's soul. I'll follow you, dear sister of my soul, my Philea, who weaves and quickens love from star to star, from spirit unto spirit. I'll follow you aloft to starry worlds. I'll bring your word to many a cosmic sphere. By spirit deeds I'll shape myself anew for my own future wanderings on earth. Felix Balder's soul, led on by Felicia's soul, disappears slowly. Theodora stands motionless, looking at Johannes' soul. Then she also disappears, as does Lucifer, with the soul of Johannes. Romanus' soul. We have beheld within this spirit orb the word of love and word of action join themselves, and this will strengthen in our being the seeds we'll need in future life on earth. The souls of Romanus, Torquatus, and Bellicosus disappear, Benedictus's soul and Maria's soul at the side of the guardian of the threshold appear. The guardian. Perceive and know your cosmic midnight hour. I hold you in the spell of ripened light, which Saturn shines on you until through power of this light, your sheaths, illumining yourselves, can live in stronger wakefulness their colors. Maria's soul. The cosmic midnight hour in soul's awakening? It was within the moon time that the sun spoke the solemn word of destiny. Those human souls who at the cosmic midnight hour are wakeful see lightnings dazzlingly illumine in such swift flashes things that have to be, that spirit visions die on recognition, and dying shape themselves to scripts of fate, forever actively engraved in souls. Such souls hear thunder words reverberating and heavy rumbling through the cosmic grounds that threaten soul illusion as they roll. Lucifer reappears with the soul of Johannes. Benedictus' soul. From ever-empty fields of ice there calls our spirit friend with the voice of destiny. When we perceive the cosmic midnight hour, we'll reach the spirit orbit of this soul. Maria's soul. The flames are nearing, nearing with my thinking from distant cosmic soul shores of my being. A heated battle nears, and my own thinking must battle with the thoughts of Lucifer. Within another soul my thinking fights. Hot light is wafted out of fierce dark coldness. It flashes lightnings, this hot light of soul, the light of soul, in cosmic fields of ice. Lucifer, perceive this light, hot cosmic light of mine. Behold the lightnings which your thinking strikes. from those domains where Lucifer holds sway. Across the bounds of your horizon, here, as you take in the cosmic midnight hour, I bring the soul so closely bound to you. In future you must change your searching's path to come into communion with this soul, and you, O soul, now following me, use here the forces of the light rayed forth by Saturn on her cosmic midnight hour. Johannes' soul, an angelic figure, rose-red, without feet, but with blue-red wings. I can sense souls nearby, but need more strength to fortify their light in me to being. However close they are, they generate a thinking which only lights for me afar. How can I raise them to my spirit's sight? Philea, you will behold them if you swiftly grasp what they illumine in the cosmic light. But when you look, use well the moment's flash. The brightness quickly vanishes again. Johannes' soul, what yonder leader's soul speaks to his pupil, that pupil's soul so close and dear to me, shall shine upon the orbit of my soul. Benedictus' soul, create within this spirit midnight hour the power of will, which you will feel again when forces of the earth renew your form. Your word will radiate into your friend's soul. Maria's soul, so let in cosmic light my words grow strong, which at this cosmic midnight I entrust unto the soul that Lucifer has brought. All that is dear to me in depths of soul, I will behold it, and beholding, speak, and speaking, form a tone within his soul, that he, perceiving it again on earth, brings lovingly to life within his being. What do I see now in my inmost core? A holy flaming script shines forth to me. My love is flaming out to that dear leader who guided me on earth, who guided me in spirit constantly from age to age, who always found me when in earthly danger my ardent prayer besought his help, although he dwelt in spirit heights. In radiance this love appears to me. Sound forth from me, you word of love, unto the other soul. What flames awaken within that word of love! Gently they flow. Their gentleness enkindles a lofty earnestness. Lightnings of wisdom are flashing, blessing us through cosmic ether, and blissfulness, joy weaving, gushes forth to fill the wide horizon of my soul. O everlasting time, I do entreat you, pour out yourself into this blissfulness, and let the leader, let the other soul abide with me within you, peace imbued. The Guardian. So shall the lightnings melt now into naught, having shone dazzlingly on what must be when wakeful souls live through the cosmic north. Thunder shall lose its rumbling, rolling tone of warning at the cosmic midnight hour. Astrid, to you I give a strict command, safeguard the raging storm within this soul until another cosmic midnight hour finds her awakened in the flow of time. She shall then face herself in ancient times, and know that in the flight to spirit heights her wings gain strength as well by sudden falls. The wish to fall should never tempt the soul, but from each fall it must draw forth more wisdom. Astrid, the lightnings and the thunder's power I'll guard, sustaining them within the cosmic life, till Saturn turns again unto her soul. Maria's soul, abiding, I feel blissfulness of stars, and in the stream of time I enter it. Beneath its sway of grace I'll live and work in union with this ever-cherished soul. Luna, I'll guard your work in spirit, here for you, so that its fruits may ripen on the earth. Johannes' soul, into my soul's horizon moves this star. It shines forth blissfulness. It glows with grace. A star of soul in cosmic ether, floating And there in gentle light a second star, though soft it sounds, I'll hear the words it speaks. With his last words the spirit of Johannes's youth appears, an angelic figure, silvery sheen. Spirit of Johannes's youth, I feed with living substance your desires. My breath will pour into your youthful aims illumining strength, when worlds begin to tempt, whereto I joyfully can be your guide. But should you lose me in yourself, I must fall victim to the shades, bereft of being. O blossom of my life, do not forsake me. Lucifer, forsake you he will not. I can perceive desires for light within his depths, desires which stray far from the other soul's pursuits. If these take root within his soul, with splendors they'll brilliantly create, they will bear fruit. Nor will he be content to waste these fruits within the realm where love holds sway, but love deprived of beauty. The curtain falls slowly. The end of scene 6.